Hello, friend. Today we are going to read a short story called Slithering Snakes. I will read the story first, then you will read with me. Point to the words as I read. Listen as I read and visualize or make a movie in your mind of what is happening in the story. Slithering Snakes. This is a snake. Snakes come in lots of sizes. Some can stretch as long as a bus. Snakes slither in a bunch of places like the grass and sand. A snake can climb. This snake is strong and has scales that help it grip and cling to a tree. It will inch up a bit at a time. You use a nose to smell, but snakes just flick their tongue. They can pick up the smells to catch their prey. A lot of the time, they like things such as mice, eggs, frogs, and fish. This snake's skin was getting quite snug. It shed its soft, thin skin with these steps. The skin gets dull. The snake rubs its nose on rocks and branches. It slithers from the skin. If you spot a snake at home or on a hike, be safe and step back. It will slither off and not bite you. A snake can make a home in a pond, lake, piles of sticks, thick grass and shrubs, tree trunks, logs, and cracks in rocks. These homes give snakes a spot to rest in and hide. Now, let's choral read together. Point to the words and try to keep your voice with mine. Slithering snakes. This is a snake. Snakes come in lots of sizes. Some can stretch as long as a bus. Snakes slither in a bunch of places like the grass and sand. A snake can climb. This snake is strong and has scales that help it grip and cling to a tree. It will inch up a bit at a time. You use a nose to smell, but snakes just flick their tongue. They can pick up the smells to catch their prey. A lot of the time, they like things such as mice, eggs, frogs, and fish. This snake's skin was getting quite snug. It shed its soft, thin skin with these steps. The skin gets dull. The snake rubs its nose on rocks and branches. It slithers from the skin. If you spot a snake at home or on a hike, be safe and step back. It will slither off and not bite you. A snake can make a home in a pond, lake, pile of sticks, thick grass and shrubs, tree trunks, logs, and cracks in rocks. These homes give snakes a spot to rest in and hide. For the last reading, let's read the story together using a whisper voice. Slithering snakes. This is a snake. Snakes come in lots of sizes. Some can stretch as long as a bus. Snakes slither in a bunch of places like the grass and sand. A snake can climb. This snake is strong and has scales that help it grip and cling to a tree. It will inch up a bit at a time. You use a nose to smell, but snakes just flick their tongue. They can pick up the smells to catch their prey. A lot of the time, they like things such as mice, eggs, frogs, and fish. This snake's skin was getting quite snug. It shed its soft, thin skin with these steps. The skin gets dull. The snake rubs its nose on rocks and branches. It slithers from the skin. If you spot a snake at home or on a hike, be safe and step back. It will slither off and not bite you. A snake can make a home in a pond, lake, pile of sticks, thick grass and shrubs, tree trunks, logs, and cracks in rocks. These homes give snakes a spot to rest and hide in. Thank you for reading with me today, friend.